Fifi, Feb, and Nick.
It wouldn't be fair to compare Fifi, Feb, and Nick, but compare builders and you'll find the answer is Fairhaven Homes. The fair choice. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au.
101.9. This is the Fox.
Any day now, Fev is attempting to break a world record.
One man.
Fev, you little beauty!
One world record. One massive mark.
Can't be that hard.
Do you want to have a crack?
From the top of Melbourne.
This is in my wheelhouse.
Okay.
It's Fev's massive mark.
He's
got it. Now, Boxy, the only thing that I'm worried about, is I don't know what day it's going to be. Because of the weather.
Yeah, well, there's a few factors.
And sitting here waiting is a bit that's getting me.
The anticipation.
I just want to get there and get it done.
Yes, and if you're not sure about what we're talking about, Rob Gronkowski, an NFL player a month ago, set a world record.
He did.
A helicopter above him dropped a ball 182 metres. He caught the ball. That is a world record for the biggest mark ever taken from 182 metres. Fev, you are going to stand below a helicopter.
Yes.
198 metres, and you have to mark it.
Yes.
To break the world record.
Yes. And a lot of people doubted me, Boxy, even the people at Sportsbet, because remember we had the Sportsbet guy, Richard Humming, is it Tummer?
Hummerston.
On Friday's show, and he put up odds at Sportsbet. I was $2.75 to
$2.75 to catch it.
And $1.35 to drop it. Come Monday morning, for Vola to break the highest catch at altitude world record, I'm now $1.60 to catch
it.
And to drop it,
$2.20. So I have been smacked in. The punters have jumped on board.
Well, they have jumped on board. There is something that you haven't done yet, though, and I'm sorry to do this to you. No, this has to happen. I have a document in front of me.
What?
It's a document by our legal team here at the Fox.
Oh.
You will be required to sign this. Can I just give you the head some of these points before I hand it over to you?
Got to wear clothes while you do it. It's an HR issue.
Catch it nude. That'll break another world record.
It should concern you because it says Fox FM deed of acknowledgement, release indemnity and hold harmless. Don't know what that means, but here we go. In exchange for being allowed to participate in the activity, you acknowledge and undertake to Fox that, one, you have read and agree to this document. So you have to read it. Two, the activity is dangerous.
Well, I'm stuffed already because I'm not going to read it.
There is a risk. There is a risk you will suffer injury, death, and property damages.
And could lose $25 that you put on yourself on Sportsbet.
You participate in the activity at your own risk, Fev. You hold Fox FM harmless from any action, claims, liability, or loss in respect of the performance of the activity. So you can't sue the company if this goes pear-shaped.
Well, it's on their show.
Five, you must ensure you are physically fit and healthy enough to safely do the activity.
Ouch.
Hold on.
Where's those PCs that rang up before?
You
haven't let yourself go far enough to not be able to catch. Yeah. Like, that's quite a...
You must inform Fox FM should you feel in any way uncomfortable during the activity.
I feel uncomfortable about this document.
No, we've got to sign it.
This activity?
It gets worse.
What is if I don't sign it? I'm not signing it.
The next one. You must ensure that you are not affected by alcohol, medication,
I'm stuffed
or
there.
Drugs.
No Tamazepans tonight.
And this is not the funnest bit. The next point. To the extent permitted under relevant statutes, Fox FM excludes all liability in relation to the activity for A, death, B, physical or mental injury, including the aggravation, acceleration or recurrence of such an injury. This is full-on document, Fev.
Well, I'm not signing it, obviously.
No, you have to sign it.
No,
otherwise, we can't do it.
Oh, I just won't
do it. The witness has already signed it, Darcy. I'm not sure you're supposed to sign it.
Oh, no.
Darcy, have you signed it already?
We might need a new document.
That's not how witnessing works. No, I didn't see the crime, but I heard
don't
about
you,
it.
Don't you need someone
I think someone got shot.
Don't you just need someone that, like a pharmacist or a lawyer or something to sign that? A witness should be someone that's like...
I'm good enough.
I just love the fact Darcy's witnessed it before.
I've witnessed it before.
And I won't be signing it because if something happens, work is it's up to work to fix it up. If I die,
well, you let.
If I get hurt, this show will suffer. So
of course, maybe we should sign stuff too.
We all need to sign something.
Brendan Favola settled out of court for $100 Uber Eats voucher.
And if this has got nothing to do with work, I need to be getting paid to break this world record.
101.9 The Fox.
Sometimes in life, things go away you don't expect them to, and there are moments that you can reflect and go, "Gee, what could have been had I done that?" Missed opportunities, ships in the night, sliding doors moments. I'm bringing this up because Rachel McAdams, who made a great choice when she was in the movie Notebook with Ryan Gosling, she was also offered the role that Anne Hathaway took in Devil Wears Prada. Like, isn't as an actor, think about how many scripts they get and they go, nah, I'll pass on that one. Well, that would have been a good one for her to take, to be honest. That, as she saw that become an all-time classic, you'd go, gee,
is it?
That's the one I said.
She's top five.
To be honest, I'm not a massive fan. I saw it. It's okay. I don't love that movie, but
no,
it gets a fair bit of traction. Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah.
It'd be iconic.
Gets a lot of traction. Hear it all the time. Never watched it either. Rachel McAdams, though. Woo!
One of your favourites?
Yeah.
Hang on, you say top five for a lot. I feel like it's a top 50.
No, I've always said she's top five.
Yeah.
She's
Who's up. In your top five again?
It'll be Jennifer Garner.
Yep.
Ooh.
Rachel Mate, she's a lovely person. It's not about looks all the time, Nicholas.
Well, she's pretty hot.
I didn't
Alias.
Say that. And it was Josiah.
Oh. Rachel McAdams.
Yep. Jennifer Garner.
Katy Perry.
Yep. Still.
Blake Lively.
Yep.
And the last one is Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah, right. Okay, you're pretty consistent, actually. Yeah,
pretty consistent.
And I'm going to be honest, it's a look.
Yeah.
There's a look
they're
there. They all look the same.
Pretty much. Anyway,
I bring hang on, Alicia Silverstone, Leon just mentioned.
No, that was early days. I had a pit, you know, when, you used to get, when she was in Clueless, I had a picture up against the wall and stuff. I also had Susie O'Neill as well, so times have changed.
Oh, Madam Butterfly.
Yeah, got it out of a Weet-Bix.
Jeepers,
got it out of a Weet-Bix
packet. Did not expect that.
Yeah.
Now, 131060, we're going to celebrate moments in your life. Maybe could have been. Like, do you...
I've got heaps.
Have you? Want to give us some could have been moments?
Mate, could have... Don't mate, bet got sacked at 29.
Okay. No, yeah, but
so if I had if I had been nice and a good person off the field, I might have still been playing footy. Could have been.
Can I rephrase this?
But then another one.
Because I just want to narrow this down a bit. The opportunities that you missed or didn't take that you wished you had.
That's the one I'm getting to.
So beautiful.
Could have been.
Could have been. But also, can I also say, 131060, relationships. Did you meet a young James Packer and go, no, big head, I'm not interested, and then realise things, you could be on a $200 million super yacht right now?
I could have been, I got asked to do Ninja Warrior, not to compete, but to be the dude that stands there, like with Freddie Flintoff's job.
Oh, you were offered
Freddie Flintoff saying, hey, do you want to be on Ninja Warrior? You go, all you got to do is just commentate. I go, nah, this sounds awful. What an awful show.
You said no to that.
I said no to that. But the first couple of years was good. Now it's crap again.
Okay, so you're happy with that. But
I'm sort of happy. But at the time, I was like, oh,
Ninja
geez, I've missed
Warrior.
One.
It's a very big show.
It is.
Hello, oh, no. Welcome to
Josiah.
What a mashup.
Win-win.
Did James Konski make that?
The work girl talk.
Nick, any could have been moments? Could you have been an AFL player if you'd been on
the If you had a grown field? Since I was 10?
Yeah. If I had better genetics and football skills.
Could have been
beautiful. Could have been so right.
Happy Monday.
Is that one? Like Josiah could have had that ready?
No, he's just a bit under the pump. He's trying to get another song.
I'm sorry.
He's trying to put another song in. They're trying to ring someone who's in Sydney. Just leave him alone. Get off his back. He had dinner with him on yesterday. You should know.
I could have been dead. Fev was upset that I didn't go to dinner with him and I went with Nick instead and I'm still alive.
Stop picking on him.
But you've come full circle because Fev spent the first hour of the show not talking to you and now he's defending you.
Thanks, Fev.
That's a could have. I could have invited Fev and it would have made this morning so much easier.
Yeah, and I could have gone. It would have been the worst dinner ever.
It was good fried chicken, mate.
We're talking about this because there are those times, there's those opportunities you say no to or you don't turn up for. Rachel McAdams, she turned down the role in Devil Wears Prada. Big mistake. Huge mistake. I have a moment that Fev knows this.
Yeah, I was going to give you one.
Oh, were you?
For you.
Oh, okay.
When you could have been the owner of Boost Juice.
Oh, that was one. Yeah,
you could have been really rich.
Well, that's...
Richer.
Yeah. Janine Alice of Boost Juice, her husband was my boss at the time, and he said, my wife started a juice company. Anyone want to put in some cash? And I was like, no, I'm not putting in. I can squeeze my own orange juice, thanks very much. And I have lived to regret that.
Now you have to. Could have had someone do it for you.
Ethan in Caulfield North. Hi, Ethan.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Great, Ethan. What's a could have been moment for you?
So it wasn't me. It was actually my uncle who lives in South Africa. A friend of his quite a few years ago asked if he wanted to start up a chicken shop, a Portuguese chicken shop.
Oh, no.
And he said no. And it was, it's Nando's.
Oh, is it? Oh, Nando's is the best.
That hurts.
Yeah, that comes from South Africa.
Yeah, did you know that? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that till I think you told me.
Yeah.
Because it's obviously Portuguese chicken.
Of course, you would think it would come from Portugal.
But it's not. It's South African, which is amazing. Another, is it?
Another could have been moment I had. Fev knows this, Nick. You might not know it. Back at 2000 Olympics, I was in Sydney. I was one of those volunteers that walked around with a sign, you know.
Oh, she could have been with Queen Mary too. Oh.
I could have. So I was just like a, you know, uni student walking around. But then one night I was invited to go to the Slip-In, which is still there. I saw it when I was last in Sydney. It's just a bar pub in Darlinghurst, and I didn't go. But that was the night when a young PR executive, Mary Donaldson, met Prince Frederick.
Oh.
So that was the night I could have been at the Slip-In and could have been.
Would you have gone up to him princess. And said, want a drink?
Want a drink?
Want a drink?
No, I
want to be a queen. Princess.
You could have been a juice.
Mate, you could have
boost
been
juice owner princess.
Princess.
Oh, and you've got to look at us idiots. Oh, sorry, Fee.
1019, The Fox.
This week, Brendan Fofola, AFL great, is hoping to break a world record.
One man.
Save you, little beauty!
One world record. One massive mark.
Can't be that hard.
Do you want to have a crack?
From the top of Melbourne.
This is in my wheelhouse.
Okay.
It's Fev's massive mark.
Over a month ago, Patriot NFL player Rob Gronkowski broke a world record catching a football dropped from a helicopter hovering over him 182 metres off the ground. Fev said, yeah, I can do that. So this week, Fev is going to have a helicopter hovering over him 198 metres above the ground. Now, the biggest question that everybody's been asking us, and we haven't really had an answer to this question, is how dangerous is this? How badly could you get hurt, Fev?
Can't be that bad.
And we thought we've got to go straight to the top here. The only person we trust when it comes to science, Dr. Carl. Dr. Carl Grusnicki, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Dr. Fifi, Dr. Fev. Oh, you're so brave. And Dr. Nick.
G'day, Dr. Carl.
G'day. Dr. Carl, we've been telling everyone all weekend that we will speak to you before we go ahead with this because, I mean, we're talking 198 metres. Fev will be marking a gridiron football. How dangerous is this?
Well, you need to know the terminal velocity. Isn't that a chilling term? Terminal. So you've got two forces acting on the ball. You've got the suck of gravity and you've got the resistance of the wind. Now, we do know that for a cat, the terminal velocity is around 100 kilometres per hour.
Yeah.
Fev, how close is this to a cat in size?
A cat. A ball, yeah, like a cat. Is it smaller than a cat? Or
Depends how big your cat is.
Yeah, average cat.
Yeah, it'd be about the same. Oh, a little bit smaller?
Yeah, a bit lighter.
Bit smaller and lighter, probably. Depends.
Okay, so I'm reckoning that the terminal velocity is going to be about 100 kilometres an hour, which is still enough to damage your fingers.
Yeah,
you know,
I'll break
your head.
That's okay.
Okay, right. So are you wearing your helmet?
They want me to.
Yeah, he's in all
to.
Safety gear, Dr. Carl.
Orange stack hat.
Okay. They want me to.
Okay, now here's the other thing. Believe it or not, we do not know how people catch a ball. We don't know what's going on in their mind. And we discovered this way back in the early days when the Americans and the Russians tried to start matching spacecraft together in space. And they realized that nobody had ever worked it out. There had been a few people trying, and they were coming up with things like they try to keep the angle of their upward gaze constant when you're trying to catch a baseball. And then another one was that you're trying to move yourself so that the image of the ball on the retina appears to go straight up and at a constant rate. And then other people are saying that the catcher tries to constantly change their speed so that their gaze stays constant, or it varies with the exponential function of the angular size of the target. There are so many different theories, and we haven't got the full answer. But the thing is that you're relying on training and muscle memory, but normally for you, the ball used to come horizontally across from somebody, but then you would try to catch the high catches, wouldn't you?
That's right, Doc. So this ball, if everything goes well, will be spiraling down because it's an NFL ball. It won't be floating. Hopefully it'll be spiraling. That's what you'd hope, because that's the way that this ball tends to go in air, in the air. So I was thinking when the ball comes down, I'm going to get let the first two drop to get the sense of where it's going to land. And then I'm going to go with it with my whole body and crouch down and sort of mark it on my chest. That's how I'm going to sort of do it.
Okay. Now, when you say spiral, you mean like a spiral staircase?
Like a torpedo.
Oh, hang on. Wait.
The ball will be spinning.
Oh, it'll be spinning, but it won't be traveling through a spiral pathway like a staircase. It'll be just coming straight down, but it will be spinning.
Yeah, it's dropped from a helicopter in the middle of the sky.
Okay, that makes it a bit easier. Yeah. You've got to have a few goes at it. Mate, I think that's an amazing thing to try and do. What happened in the previous case when they tried to catch the ball? Did they have a few goes at it?
Yes, he had a few goes. Yeah, he missed it.
He got it on his third go. Yeah,
so they say.
An NFL player, Rob Gronkowski, who still plays in the NFL.
And what did he say that it felt like when he caught it? Was it moving faster than
like
the ball would in normal play?
But he only did it at 188 metres. I'm doing it at 198.
Soft.
I think you've still got that terminal velocity thing. In fact, it could be that it's like, oh, my God, I don't want to say this, but I will. It's almost that it could be easier because it's not going to go any faster and it gives you more time, only a few tenths of a second, to mark the ball. Maybe.
Dr. Carl, somebody – in fact, we had Andy Lee on the show the other day, and he said – if, and I'd like to know the answer to this, if Fev missed a ball going that fast, would it bury itself in the ground? Like, you know how you see on cartoons?
It's only about, it all depends on the softness of the ground. If it's wet and squishy, yeah, but it's probably only going about 100 kilometres an hour. Do you have with you a radar gun to track the speed of the ball?
We'll get one of those.
I reckon Gronkowski's, it was going about 160, I reckon. It was 160 to 170.
Oh, okay, so it was 160 to 170 Ks.
Yeah.
Oh, man, there's a lot of energy in that.
Dr. Carl, should he be doing this? Is this maybe too dangerous?
Life is risky. Look, so as long as you protect your head, I reckon that's the main thing.
There's nothing there to protect, brother.
And yeah, there is. And there's also, so long as you don't, well, breaking another finger's not that bad.
Nah, I've broken them all before. Yeah, I'll be ready for it. I was thinking maybe it might break my forearm or a couple of fingers. That'll be all right.
160 Ks is a lot of speed. It'd be good to get a radar gun on it, man. I think that'd be wonderful.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Oh, Dr. Carl, this is great. I feel like we've now gone to the top dog to find out how dangerous this is. We could have some broken fingers. We might get this radar gun going.
Well, this is my goal, Boxy. My goal is obviously to catch it.
Yes.
But the reason I'm doing it is because I love operations. I love the anesthetic. So if I can break something and have an and catch it and break the world record, I've
double
won.
Win.
It's a double win.
Is your favourite bit the bit where they say, please count back from 10?
Oh, man, it's the best. Your whole body goes tingly and cold and you go, ooh, and you're out. It's the what a feeling. I've lost for words.
I know, because most people, that's their mortal fear, and you love it. But Dr. Carl, thank you for joining us, and please get around Dr. Carl's new book, The Little Book of Climate Change Science. It's out now. Great gift idea, and we love hearing everything you know, Dr. Carl. In fact, well, I wish we could get you there on the day.
We'll see what we can do. Look, Dr. Fev, look, my daughter loves Aussie Rules so much that she can recognise a certain team that she follows. She can recognise a player's weight for it by their arm muscles.
Oh,
she would have known me then.
Yeah.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Guys, I wanted to share a text message with you. Now, it's not for me. All it's right. not to me. It's gone viral. I'm just going to read it to you without any context. Okay, this is from a boy to a girl. Starts like this. He writes, I fell in love with you. I don't know how to explain it, but I did. And I just think you're an amazing person with a great personality. I love your laugh. It's so adorable and cute. I love your brown eyes. In the sun, they get a little lighter and they sparkle a little bit.
Talking about me?
No, but it's going well, isn't it, Fev?
So far, good.
Good text so far. You smell like pound cake all the time and I love it. Don't know about that bit. Your smile makes me feel like I'm floating. I mean, is this in the early days with Alex? Would you have made it this romantic? It's pretty cool.
I don't think Fev has ever chased a chick like this.
I wouldn't say smell like pound cake.
Yeah, that was
though.
The weird bit.
That'd be the weird bit. But everything else I would have written.
Your smile makes me feel like I'm floating.
Sounds like something I'd write.
Vanilla slice.
You have the cutest nose. My favourite thing about you, though, is your personality. I even memorised your Starbucks order and your Chipotle order. Oh. I love you to annoy me, and I secretly love how you do that. But I can't date you because you're not my type.
Oh, wow.
Oh, jeez.
What kind of text message is that to break
That's
up?
That's just a best friend.
That's a breakup text message. Mm. What's he doing? Because I think this is a good time for us to just workshop. As your boys, I'm a girl here. I think what he's done there is wants to break up gently.
Too much info up top, though.
Just way too. Like, that. These are the text messages from back when I was younger and dating. Oh. These are the confusing ones. And can I say this on behalf of all girls, women listening? Please be blunter, be direct. The number of times I feel like when I was young, I was broken up with, but they'd say how much they loved me or, you know, I just love you and I love hanging out with you. Well, you don't. We're breaking up.
I don't think he said he loved her, though.
I fell in love with you. He said, I fell in love with you.
But he's fallen out.
Well, he has.
But I reckon that's a nice message.
Oh, he's no, see, she's that. Confused. She's confused.
No, that's if I read that, that's just, we're just put it in the friends.
But she'd be thinking, oh, well, I'll get back together with him because I'll talk it.
There's too much info up top, I think.
Yes. Yeah, way too much.
Yeah.
I mean, can I ask you hypothetically, what would a breakup text from either of you look like? How would you do it?
Later.
Just a later?
I was going to say the other bit, but I won't say that. I'd write a breakup text. God, I've never really broken up with anyone before.
Yeah, that's what I mean. This is good. This would be, what would you?
I'd just be like, if I was to break up with someone that I fell out of love with, I'd just say, hey, look, Joanna, I feel that we've had some good times together. We've had some fun times. I've laughed. You've laughed. But I think this is the end of the road. I don't see us in the future. I'd love to still be friends if you want to be friends. If not, that's fine. It'd hurt me, but that's up to you. Ball's in your court. Let's catch up for a coffee.
I like that. That's quite good.
I'd say if you hear a knock at the door, don't freak out. It's man with a van grabbing my stuff. Peace. See,
what you don't realise was...
I couldn't do it.
That was your message.
You no, boys, you're both wrong. That was a trick question. It's a phone call. It's not a text.
Oh.
It's a phone call.
Oh. You said if you text.
I know. Yours was a good text, but never. It's always a phone call.
I wouldn't do a phone call. You just go around. Sit down on the couch and say, we need to have a chat.
Yeah, but it always ends up not being a...
Yeah, because then you have one last go at it and then you leave.
101.9 The Fox.
I want to touch on a story we missed on Friday. Friday was such a chockers show, and this story, it just passed us by, but it's worth reliving. If you missed it, last week in Parliament, Pauline Hanson, she's
still going.
Yeah, she's still going, 67, and she was talking about, funnily enough, her age, and she referred to her birthday. Have a listen to this.
I'm proud to say I am 67 years of age and I turned 67 yesterday. Misrepresentation. Senator Watt said I've circulated this on my birthday. My birthday was last month. This was not circulated on my birthday. So it's basically misrepresentation telling a lie.
Sorry, Senator Hanson, but the Senate did hear you say yesterday was your birthday. So if there's some confusion, I think we...
Yesterday.
Senators...
Sorry,
Senator Hanson,
yesterday was not my birthday, so you are wrong. I'm sure you realise that. My birthday was last month.
Senator Hanson, thank you for clarifying that. We can now correct the record.
It's just a slip of the tongue, though, isn't it?
I think that's what happened.
Sometimes we'd say, it happened yesterday, but it meant to be like the month before. It happens all the time.
I'm in two minds about it because one part of me thinks, do you want somebody that doesn't know their birthday in the Senate? But then the other part of me is like, do I want somebody that cares about their birthday at that age in the Senate?
Yeah.
Like if she said, I'm 67 and three quarters, like a primary school kid, you'd go, well, that's wrong.
But she also really committed to yesterday. Yeah. She was like, yesterday was my birthday, and then got picked up within the same, that was all within the one speech.
Yeah.
And but if you think about it, and you think about
she's got a few things
Pauline's
wrong
history, I mean, she's not one to flip-flop.
Nah.
She never flip-flops.
One Nation will not be supporting company tax cuts. So I haven't flip-flopped. I said no originally, then I said yes, then I have said no, and I've stuck to it.
She's entertaining.
Yeah, she's good.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
You're worried that it's going to be a bad week when what happened to me this morning happened.
What?
I couldn't find my car keys.
Oh, no.
Like, I actually can't find my car keys.
How are you here?
Well, I had to drive my nanny's car.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay, I actually haven't. I could not find my car keys in the house anywhere. Is that? That's a bad morning, isn't
it? Do you ever
it?
Have a spot? Like, because I used to drink irresponsibly, I know, like, a pocket for phone, pocket for keys. When I get home, I put stuff. It's only going to be one of three places.
Yeah.
So even if you woke me up middle of the night, no. I go, there it is.
Mine are always on the table.
Really?
When I walk in.
Never
or
in a pocket?
Or in the pram, the top of the pram. Have you checked there? Have you gone for a walk with
Daisy?
No,
do you know where I think it is? Well, because I looked everywhere. I didn't go for a walk with the pram, didn't do anything.
They got your house keys attached?
Don't have house keys.
Mate, she's got an apartment. Nick, have you not learned?
No,
she lives in a mansion. She's
I
got like a pad.
No,
just one of the,
it's a keypad.
It's
what are they called
not.
Outside Buckingham Palace? They just let you in with the big hats. What are they called?
She's got a keypad.
No, I don't.
She's got
do you
no
live in a 7-Eleven?
It's a face thing. She looks up and it goes, like the Matrix.
It's a small weatherboard. It's fine. It's
weatherboards don't have those sort of
I think I left them at my mum's. I think
and just walk across the road then.
Well, I know, but I don't want to wake her up. If Mum's awake, I think I left my car keys at your house.
Her will be awake.
Anyway, so that's my start to my day. But I had a good weekend. Everyone else have a good weekend?
Yeah, I did until yesterday.
What happened yesterday?
Oh, it's just a bit flat.
Well, that's half the weekend ruined.
Huh?
Why no, it was only Saturday and Sunday.
It was only about dinner time, Boxy, got a bit flat.
And then what happened?
I just saw a WhatsApp message from...
Oh, we knew it. We called it.
Two people... It's a bit flat.
Because well,
I'm in their WhatsApp group. So we actually post about food for mood. So Nick and the other guy,
Josiah,
who I won't mention anymore, he's done, went out for dinner without even asking me, mate, and especially you.
We even spoke about this.
We spoke about it.
Put your mic down.
That was the first thing we spoke about. We went to Fried and Tasty.
Cute.
You wouldn't have got it's Northside. You don't understand.
Cute.
You don't understand Northside.
I'm not. I'm
say
I was
Brunswick
upset.
East.
Fiona's
yuck.
Upset.
So Foods
You wouldn't
and,
have come.
No, I said.
By the way. When
Foods
I,
it's, and News went out, though.
Yeah. Foods and News went out without
well,
me.
Hang on. We spoke about this on Friday after the show, and Fev said that he's down in the peninsula now.
Yeah. I can't hear anything.
Were you, as if you were going to drive all the way from down there to Brunswick East.
I walked in the front door last night, and Lodge said, yeah, it was Friday Tasty with Josiah. I said, great. She said, so Fev not back the invite? I said, oh, no, we didn't invite him.
Exactly.
She said,
Luch was
that was a
it.
Terrible mistake.
Yeah.
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, you know how I'm sleep obsessed?
Mm.
And anyone listening right now, sleep's probably a thing for them because they're up, so you've either had a good night's sleep, you haven't had enough sleep. Well, a sleep coach, his name is Nick Littlehales. Littlehales, interesting, isn't it? He's coached...
Sleep coach is interesting.
Yeah, you're right.
You can do it. You can do it.
This guy...
Keep sleeping.
Is coach. Well, he's coached David Beckham, Cristiano Ronaldo... So he's a legit sleep coach if these guys are paying him to coach them.
I like Dr. Fev's sleep methods that I always hear about.
Easy.
Thanks, coach.
Can I just on Temazepam?
Put this in your Gatorade.
It only gives you a good two, really, doesn't it?
Like, mate, I dropped two last night at, I don't know, 7:45, and I was out by 9, and I woke up at... Three.
Okay, keep going. Because I feel like I've had Temazepam for a long time, like since before kids. But I remember if I'd have a Temazepam on a plane, hoping to fall asleep,
I'd be awake. How long ago?
Oh, that was right. Yeah, that was when I had the sleep nurse in.
I sent you a couple.
Yeah.
By the Australian Post.
Oh, no, Bev.
I didn't take them. Anyway,
Fed didn't
back
send
to the sleep
them.
Coach. Back,
that's how Fee gets out of it. I didn't take them.
Back to the sleep coach. Apparently, so we're all aiming for the magic 8 hours a night, but apparently it all comes down to 90-minute cycles.
Mm.
So this guy is saying if you can't get your 8 hours, go for 90 minutes during the day. And I don't think I've ever heard anything more ludicrous.
Yeah.
I have attempted naps during the day right off the day. Like, I've stopped napping.
Really?
I used to nap all the time.
Yeah, me too. I don't nap.
You go 20 or 90. They're the two.
No, 20's high. As if 20.
No, 20's good. 20 is like a little jolt. You can, what you can do, coffee nap, legitimate thing.
Yeah.
You have a coffee, takes 20 to 30 minutes to enter your bloodstream, caffeine. Mm. Have a cup of coffee, have a 20-minute nap, get up, double. Pa-pow! You got nap plus coffee in you.
But to force a 20-minute, 20 minutes is hard.
He's Mr. I don't have any time to do anything. He's having naps during the day.
I'm letting coffees and naps work at the same time. Bang.
I don't. Doesn't the coffee negate the nap?
Yes.
No, because it doesn't kick in until you've woken up from the nap.
Oh, okay. So you like, but are you one of those people who can actually just put their head down, close their eyes, and fall asleep?
I could sleep on the floor here, yeah.
Right now.
For a little 20 minutes.
Well, I almost want to
I wouldn't
this.
Do it because Fev's in here. That'd be horrible. I don't even blink when I'm in here.
Go have a kip.
I want to see you put your head on a pillow and fall straight to sleep.
Go on. Have a kip.
Well, I've just had a coffee now. It's going to be a bit harder. I've got 20 minutes.
You said you got 20 minutes. Just...
Fifi, Bev and Nick are the clear choice for your drive to work. And the clear choice when comparing builders is Fairhaven Homes. Fair and transparent service, clear from the start. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au. 101.9. This is the fun.